All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is 10:04 a.m. on Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. We'll call this meeting of Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order. And we will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel that the right.
And if you don't mind, you can please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this elected body, but not just us, each elected official in Jefferson County. And if you don't mind, Lord, please put your loving arms around our employees. It's tough times, but we know that you can carry us through. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for requests for statements of qualifications for structural integrity and independent services for flood mitigation home elevation pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, which is funded by the 2020 Flood Mitigation Assistance Grant. Item B is to receive and file bids for invitation for bids for the rebid for a term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pumps, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County. Item C is to receive and file bids for invitation for bids for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item D is consider and approve award and execute receive and file a contract for temporary canteen disaster emergency services, catering services for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 316, with Corville's Catering and Special Events, DBA Cajun Flavor, Inc., as shown in the attachment. Item E is consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for a rebid term contract for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County with Advantage Interest, Inc., as shown in the attachment. Item F is consider and approve award and execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for termite treatment for Jefferson County with G&G Pest Control, as shown in the attachment. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file contract amendment number one for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering architectural services for rehabilitation and update of the Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal and aircraft rescue and firefighting station at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with the LaBiche Architectural Group, Inc. for engineering architectural services for the replacement of roofs at the Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal and aircraft rescue and firefighting station, fixed fee of $28,000. Bringing the total contract from $110,075 to $138,075, which is 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Project Grant Number 37, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item H is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Lyndon Meyer Monroe and Western VRW Paper Company Bodsworth Papers from September 6, 2022 to September 5, 2023 with increases due to manufacturing freight cost, as shown in the attachments. Item I is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the Local Government Code, Section 263.1523, for broken or obsolete items. And item J is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.152A1, by Horns Auction, Inc., scheduled for Saturday, September 3rd, 2022 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional cost for repairs. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Human Resources for replacement of electronic time stamp in the amount of $292. Item C is to discuss proposed tax rate for tax year 2022 for fiscal year 2022-2023. Item D, my motion is to consider and approve proposing a tax rate of 0.0362 for tax year 2022, fiscal year 2022-2023, and schedule a public hearing on the proposed tax rate for Tuesday, September 20th, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 497785 through 497993. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
I got a question, Judge, and my question is, I know it's your motion, but I thought we agreed to the current tax rate as the number that we were going to put down when we were in the workshop last week. And that was 0.363184. My memory, is that's what I brought and wrote down on my, what you call it?
I said at the end of the meeting, I hope we would go down some in this inflationary environment. And I said at the end, 36.2. But I mean, I'm fine if you
right now
agree with it. It was a minuscule amount of money from a revenue standpoint, but it allowed us to give some relief.
Right now, I expressed my concerns during that workshop, and if we go down with that zealous legislative body in Austin that had been tearing us up, and we have to come back and raise taxes, we don't look real good to do that. And that was my concern. I'm just putting it out there, and that's why I thought we had agreed on that current rate. That's what I put the stars by.
Okay. Well, I did not understand that. I'm sorry if I gave the impression that we had an agreement on that issue, but I had discussed the 36.2 cents. So, any other discussion?
Okay. What's that current tax rate now? It's 0.363184. Okay, thank you.
So your decrease,
1.2 tenths of a cent.
Yes.
Can I? What? How much does that save the taxpayer, average taxpayer, on a $200,000 house?
Nothing. I mean, it's minuscule. It's like, what is it, $93,000 or $123,000 in total revenue?
It's $335,000. It's knocking it down from the $9,281,682 to $8,946,281.
So we have 82,000 single family homes in Jefferson County, but most of the property is industrial, so you know, just if you say 40% of that $300,000 is going to be $120,000, then it saves them $1.50.
Yeah, $2.36 on a $200,000.
But it brings in an additional $300,000 if we leave it alone.
Yes, 335,401.
Either one of those numbers is significantly below the voter-approved tax rate.
Yes.
I mean, it's a big deal from that one to this one.
Yeah.
The voter-approved tax rate?
In that,
you mean the rollback rate?
Yeah, it's below that.
Yeah, we're below the rollback rate.
Yeah. I'm just saying significantly too. Yeah. It's like 0.04.
Whatever y'all want. If you want another motion to change it, and you want to get a second, I'll tell you what. Let's do this. On Under county auditor, item A, B, C, and E. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, item D.
I move that we consider leaving the current rate of 0.363184 as the for the tax rate of the 2022 fiscal year 2022/23 and schedule a public hearing on the proposed tax rate for Tuesday, September 20, 2022 at 10:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to stick with what Judge said. I'll say opposed. You got enough to.
Yeah. Well, we're 2-2.
So we ain't got enough here.
Commissioner Senegal will be out.
You know, my deal is, Judge, and I certainly understand the times are hard and all that, and well, we're talking about saving somebody $2 in something a year on a $200,000 home. I don't think that they're really going to, let's say you have an individual with a $100,000 home, then you're talking about saving them half of that, a dollar and something.
Yeah, I understand that it's really de minimis. I understand that.
But the signal you're sending is, hey, a lot of people are raising taxes.
I understand.
We're actually lowered ours.
I understand, but if you look at the real numbers, it's like everyone's in agreement that it's minuscule.
I said that last year and got fussed at, I think, with somebody. But we did lower taxes. The effective tax rate.
But I have to agree that it's such a minor amount that the average citizen that it's really going to affect is not going to realize anything out of the effort of the court to decrease it. At the same time, we were talking about bringing in an additional $300,000 that we may need at some point in time. But that's just my argument or in favor of it with Commissioner Alfred. I'm sorry to muddy the water here. But.
All right. Do y'all want to do you want to push this to the 30th? Because 23rd, we're limited. We don't have a full court.
What's it do to our calendar?
Tight. Whatever you adopt, that's what you get. Whatever you discuss and adopt, that's the rate that's going to go through the budget.
Is there a way we could compromise in between the two numbers?
I stated the case, and I hope you heard the case. If we do, and that amount go down, and it burns us next time around, and we have to do something that you really don't want to do, think about the decisions you make.
Y'all want me to cast the other vote?
What did you say?
We got to cast the other vote.
All right, I'm not going to prolong this. I'll go ahead and under duress, I will agree. I'll change my vote to a yes for.
Well, you're the odd man.
That's 0.363.
I think last week I was an odd man out one time.
Oh, good. All right, all in favor say aye. All right. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to.
So that rate is 0.363184?
Yes. Under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for July 2022, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. Now's the time of public comment. If there's any individual present online, you'll need to press star 6 in order to unmute your line. If you're present in the courtroom, you can come up to the lectern.
Y'all be sure his microphone's on, please.
Good morning, sir.
Yep, you're good.
Good morning. Oh, I'm not supposed to. You have a mic. I don't have to talk loud, right? Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure being here, sharing the sweet air of Texas. I'm from Louisiana, New Iberia. And I've been here over a year, and it's been an exciting year for me, finding my place where I fit in all of this. I reside in Port Arthur. However, I love all of Jefferson County. The job that you guys have done in the past, you know, is responsible for the feeling that I have of pride in Jefferson County. I just want to encourage you to continue to do what it is that you've done in the past with possibility of amending by just be quiet for a minute when you're in deliberation and try to get inspiration from that guy up there, and I think things will come out much better. So once again, congratulations and thank you for the job that you have done. But I also read your history of Commissioner's Court. When I first arrived here, like I said, about a year ago, I had absolutely zero idea who was here and who had been here. And I know those that your predecessors have done a tremendous job to set this foundation that we are on now. And we can do nothing but continue to succeed if we just quiet ourselves down just for a few minutes every now and then and realize that your help comes from that guy up there. And that you should never acquire this, that what you have done, doing, because without him you would do nothing. So we need to be thankful for that and aware of that as we go about. I heard the deliberation about the cost of the tax and all of that. I can't think of anything that hasn't gone up. And so I don't know. If you feel it's right, it's right. We will hope that it is in the long run. So may God continue to bless you guys, you know, and do know that it is because of him that you were able to do everything that you have done that is good. And those other things that have taken place, well, he had nothing to do with that. Perhaps you put yourself in front of him. God bless you.
Thank God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other comment?
Just don't take all the Texas air back to Louisiana, okay?
He's here now.
I know.
All right, any announcements from any member of the court? All right, there's nothing further than we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
You were saying something.